Hello, my love, and welcome back to another episode of the Queen of Pep Talks podcast. I hope that you are having the best day ever. It is currently Wednesday afternoon. I'm recording this episode to release tomorrow, and this is going to be a mixture of a life update, what is going on in my world, and ways that you can work with me, because there is so much happening in the land of JJXO and the business side of things. There are just a million incredible things happening in my world. And this is how I want to start this episode. I think that it's really easy for you to hear that I'm about to talk about ways that you can work with me and be like, nope, not for me, and turn the episode off. So often we don't even want to hear about opportunities that could potentially change our lives because we're not really ready to change our lives. And I want you to know that that's okay. If you're not in a place where you're ready to actually take action to change your life, or you just don't want a coach or a mentor, that's totally cool. But what I really want to encourage you to do in your life is lean into opportunities that are presented to you that could potentially change the course of your life forever. I am moving into my third year in business, and it's crazy because I've now worked with like over 3,000 women, which is just bananas that I have had the opportunity to serve that many people in my business. And I want you to be one of them. I want you to be a woman who I deeply serve in my world. And while I'm so happy that you're here and you listen to the podcast, and I hope that you are consuming my content on Instagram, it is just not the same. And I think that any woman who has come into my world inside of a program or higher level coaching, such as a mastermind or private coaching, can say that it's just not the same. A podcast, social media, even a masterclass, as incredible and powerful as they are, it's just not the same as having an extended period of accountability, support, sisterhood, and guidance and teachings and lessons from someone who has been where you are. I get this message all of the time. I shared this in my Facebook group recently, but I wrote a message to my free community where I send morning and sometimes evening love notes whenever I'm in the mood to send a love note. I sent out a message one day and I literally got like six text messages back saying like, how in the world do you always know what I need to hear? How are you like living in my head? Oh my God, you're in my house. And the reason that I'm able to say things that hit home so powerfully for you is because we have to remember that I literally used to be exactly where you are. Obviously our lives are different, but so much of the things that the women in my world struggle with, I've lived and experienced for so many years of my life. It's only been in the last 5 years that I've really started creating radical success in my life, right? I used to be a woman who quit on herself all of the time. I used to be a woman who started and stopped every other day. I used to be a woman who couldn't make it through an entire week being consistent. I used to be a woman who couldn't show up for herself, but would do everything for everyone around her. I used to be just like some of you in my audience, which is why the things that I say to you resonate so powerfully. And another common conversation that I've been having in my world lately is with women who say how different their experience is with me versus working with a therapist. And I know that I've touched on this before, but so many of the women in my world are in therapy, and I completely support that. But having experienced therapy myself, I can say that what I know to be true about therapy is that a lot of the conversation is past focused, where it's like, this is where you are, and this is what you've been through, and this is what's led you here, and this is why you are this way, and let's figure out what happened to you that made you this way. Whereas with coaching, the way that I work with my clients is forward focus. Yes, I care about where you came from, and yes, I care about where you've been, but at the same time, I don't want to expend so much energy dwelling in where you once were. I want to help you start building momentum and taking action towards what it is that you want, okay? So I want to talk to you first about a couple of opportunities for you to work with me if you're looking to do that, because there are so many things happening in my world right now. And I know that those of you who listen to the podcast are closest to me and most invested in working with me. Many of my podcast listeners are clients of mine, and I'm so excited to extend an invitation for you to become a client of mine as well and come closer into my world if that's something that you are looking for. So I'm going to talk about three different opportunities: one masterclass, one program, and one higher level coaching, which is my private coaching. If you don't know the difference between these things, I did do an entire episode where I talked about different offers and what they are and what that means when you're a client in my world. world. But if you don't care about that, I'll try and give you the gist really quickly in this episode so that you can understand kind of what these containers look like. And then after I talk about these three opportunities really quickly, I'm going to share a couple of things that have been going on in my personal life, some really exciting, because there's been a lot happening and I haven't given you a life update since the beginning of May, and May was a really fucking hard month for me. And I still need to record a podcast episode about the month of May because it was just a shit show. May was a hard one for me, and I made it through and I persevered, and everything that I go through is temporary and everything that you go through is temporary, and you will always be okay. Let me leave you with that reminder. So if you are desiring coaching and you want to work with me, here is what is going on. First, we have on the 22nd of June, the Journey to Hero Masterclass. This is for the woman who doesn't want to make a hefty investment. Right now, this investment is $22. Price is going up on Friday. So tomorrow, when you're hearing this, price is going up to $33. So if you want to save and jump in, you can do that. There are like 170 women already inside of this masterclass. Masterclass is a one-time, probably about 2 hours, I would say this training will be, where I'm going to teach you the most powerful and valuable lessons that I have learned in the last decade while achieving success in my life, right? Achieving weight loss, overcoming binge eating, getting out of debt, starting a business, scaling to $1 million, creating physical products, writing an ebook, having a successful podcast, speaking in front of people in person, having multiple failures along the way, multiple struggles along the way, many moments where I was like, fuck this, I want to quit, what am I doing? So many moments like that for me. So I'm going to be sharing the most valuable lessons that I have learned, a lot of mindset, probably some strategy, but this is going to be just such an empowering conversation that you absolutely want to be a part of. If you've never experienced being in my world beyond a podcast, this would be a recommendation for me of like, get in this. It's a no-brainer. It's $22 right now. I know for some people that is a lot of money, but it is $22 that I promise will change things for you so drastically in the way that you feel in your life. And you're going to have a fire and a spark lit under your ass like never ever before, especially if you have never taken a masterclass with me. Okay. The second thing that we have going on, Embody, is my 4-week signature group coaching program, which is starting on the 25th. So just a couple of days after the Journey to Here, we are starting this 4-week program that I have completely revamped. And this program is for the woman who wants to learn how to manifest the life of her dreams. So I'm going to be teaching you the mindset and strategy of getting what it is that you want in your life. If you feel frustrated by the fact that you want something, whether it's career related, weight loss related, relationship with food related, fitness related, a tangible thing like a car related, a house related, getting out of debt related, starting a podcast, writing a book, literally anything that you want, I'm teaching you the 5 stages of being, I'm teaching you inside of this program, the 5 stages of embodying a woman who gets what she wants. How do you start being a living, breathing, walking human being who gets every single thing that she wants? And I had the craziest experience this week because I'm redoing the entire program. Means I'm shifting things around with the trainings, re-recording everything. This program's going to be structured completely different than any program I've run before. But a part of this program, one of the stages, is learning to use your imagination for good in your life. So if you feel like your mindset is always in the most negative place and you're really sick and tired of creating worst case scenarios, this is a module inside of this program that is focused on helping you learn to use your imagination for good, visualize what it is that you want, and get really deeply connected to your desires so that you can build momentum in your life, show up really powerfully, and be able to take aligned action from a place of really pure and deep desire. But a part of the program is, in the past, I had my clients in this program create a vision board, and I wanted to go back and like redo the vision board training and the module on imagination and visualization. And let me just tell you, I pulled up my old vision board and every single thing that I wanted on my vision board, I did. Every single thing that I wanted, I did. Every single fucking thing that I wanted, I did. Wait, I'm going to pull it up on my phone so I can share with you guys. So what I did was I then created another vision board, but instead of things that I want, I put on there the things that I've actually already manifested, like literally the coolest things. So things that are now on this, like, I did it vision board, $1 million business, which I wanted financial peace and wealth and freedom with finances. Range Rover, which I'm going to talk about in the life update. I literally paid for my dream car in cash. Like, bananas that I'm even in a situation where I'm capable of doing that. Successful podcast, just crossed 200,000 downloads on the Queen of Pep Talks. In-person event, I have the picture of me outside of Athleta on there. Invited to speak in schools. I've now spoken at 2 schools, like literally the coolest thing. A retreat, I did an in-person retreat with my mastermind clients. I am binge-free still 4+ years. I've created physical products. Like literally everything that was on my vision board is now mine. And I had this moment of reflection where it was like, holy crap, everything that I wanted, I have. And it's just the beginning. And what I teach you inside of Embody is everything that I do to get everything that I want. So if you're wanting something in your life that you don't currently have and you feel lost or confused or frustrated that you don't know how to get it or you're not sure what's missing, Embody is a program that you want to be a part of. We are currently in early bird pricing. Price is going up on Sunday to full price. This is the only time that I'm running this program this year, the one and only session of Embody. This is the first time that I'm running a program where you're actually not going to need Facebook at all. We're completely changing the delivery of the program. This program is now going to include 20 plus pre-recorded trainings, weekly Zoom calls. Like, you're going to get personalized coaching, one-on-one support inside of this program. I'm literally just so freaking hype. I'm so excited to redo this program. This is a program that I created like over 2 years ago. I've taken hundreds of women through it and it has just been so good. It is so powerful. What my clients have achieved going through Embody: weight loss, free from binge eating, written books, started podcasts, opened brick and mortar businesses. I have a client who opened a freaking brick and mortar business. Many, many women starting coaching businesses, people getting out of debt, like people getting promotions and accepting them at their jobs, manifesting the relationships that they want. Like, do you hear how excited it makes me? It's like you can just hear the smile on my face. It makes me so happy. If you're ready to be a woman who gets what she wants and you're ready to manifest the life that you want and you want to learn the mindset and strategy of how to do it, you need to join Embody. Period. Point blank. You are missing out if you're not inside. The link to that program is in the show notes of this episode. We start on the 25th. Okay. And the final opportunity that I have opened up one more spot for private coaching. If you know, you know, I don't open up full-time private coaching spots often. The way that I run my coaching business, and even though I have high cash months, 40, 50, 60 plus cash months, I don't do a lot of one-on-one coaching. It's not something I don't want to be doing calls all day long. I really love programs and I really love masterminds, and that is how I have scaled my business. But I want to open up one spot for private coaching, but this is for a very particular woman. So if this is you, I want you to send me a DM on Instagram. I am opening up a 3-month commitment for a woman who is an online coach, has a coaching business, and has at least one offer that she has currently run at least one time. So I want you to be comfortable on social media. I want you to have an offer. I want you to have worked with at least one client. And I want to help you this summer over the next 3 months literally blow up in your life and business in the best way possible. So this opportunity includes weekly 45-minute calls with me, unlimited support in an app called Voxer. This also includes my 3 big group coaching programs that are coming up. The first is Embody, which I just talked about. This is a mindset focused program, very powerful for a woman in business. The second is my coach program that's focused on helping you become the best coach possible for you, right? Growing your emotional intelligence, creating boundaries, protecting yourself, but also for your clients, asking good questions, communication, messaging, making sure that you're getting your clients the best possible transformation. We're going to talk about delivery. We're going to talk about containers. We're going to talk about emotional intelligence. We're going to talk about boundaries. We're going to talk about confidence. We're going to talk about so many really powerful things that are necessary for you to learn in order to be the best coach possible. And then the final program is a brand new program that I haven't even talked about publicly yet. It's all around scaling. So we're going to talk about product suite, offer development, and making more money in your business. So if you're an online coach and you like my business model, you like the way I show up, you like my success, you like my vibe, you like the way I teach, you like the way I lead, and you want private mentorship from me, a 3-month commitment with literally an opportunity to blow the F up. This is your opportunity. Send me a DM on Instagram and we can chat about that. Okay. So those are the things going on in my world. Do not allow fear to hold you back. Be a woman who is courageous enough to say, I know that I want this and I'm willing to take the risk. This is what I'm going to say to this because I know it's relevant in my world. If you have been a woman who has quit on yourself a million times in the past, it's really hard. I actually just shared a reel about this morning. It's really hard to trust yourself to make a financial commitment to changing your life when you've tried to change your life before and you've quit on yourself a million times. But what I do in my world is I build you into a woman who no longer quits on herself. I will build you into a woman who shows up powerfully in her life and is no longer a woman who says, this is too hard. I'm not doing it anymore. I'm going to help you become the leader of your life in literally anything that we do together, especially a program, especially a mastermind, especially private coaching, like the higher level things. I am with you and I'm going to help you become a woman who is unfucking stoppable. So if that's what you want, you just have to be brave enough and you just have to be courageous enough to say, I know that I want this. I trust Jessica because I see that she is a walking embodiment of change. I see how much she has grown. I see the success that she has created. I want that for myself. And there is a glimmer of hope within me that exists that believes it's possible for me. And I'm going to allow her to take me on a journey of a lifetime. Okay. So you know how to get into things. Journey to Here and Body links are in the show notes. If private coaching spoke to you, send me a DM because we need to have a conversation about that. Okay. So what's going on in my personal life? Things that I still will not be talking about. I am obviously feeling so much better and I've been showing up normally, right? As I normally do. I'm feeling a lot better in terms of things in my personal life. Still working through things, but fully supported therapy coach, myself, my self-care routines. Like I'm fully supported and I'm so grateful for that. Really proud of just how I've chosen to show up in the last several weeks as life has been hard and chaotic and a little bit difficult with what's happening behind the scenes, but I am all good. I spent this morning with my mom. She is doing really great. There was a lot of concern when I shared that things were happening in my life. There was a lot of concern that there was something going on with my mom. She's good. She just celebrated 2 years sober a couple of weeks ago. She is in a really great place. I just shared a video of her today with her cat. Like, she's so happy. He's so happy. I'm so happy for her. Her place is like coming along. It feels like the home I grew up in. She's doing really, really well. And I'm just so happy to see her happy. It literally means the world to me. What else? We launched the Queen of Pep Talks membership, as you know, which if you're not inside of that membership and you love the Queen of Pep Talks podcast, I really want to encourage you to jump into that. One of the really cool things about the membership is you have the opportunity to submit like podcast ideas. I just had someone reach out to me in the DMs yesterday and say like, hey, I'd love for you to do a podcast on this. That's going to be exclusive for the Queen of Pep Talks exclusive podcast, just because there are women who are paying to be inside of there. I do so many different topics here on the podcast, but if you want to start suggesting what you want to hear on the podcast, that is going to be reserved for exclusive pep talks with the queen. So you can join that if you desire to. We had some really incredible episodes drop already. There are 3 episodes in there now, and we're only in like the first 2.5 weeks of the membership. I said we do 2 episodes a month, and I feel like it's going to be more like 1 extra episode a week because I always have a lot to say, and there are things that I could just talk about forever and ever and ever. We're also doing hot seat coaching in there, so that's an opportunity to get on Zoom with me every other month, ask questions, and be supported in coaching, and the investment is literally $7 a month, so it's kind of a no-brainer. The episode that I'm getting ready to record for the exclusive Queen of Pep Talks podcast this afternoon is on worrying less. So how can you worry less in your life? It's going to be really powerful. What else? I bought my dream car, which I kind of already touched on when I shared about my vision board. I bought a certified pre-owned Range Rover, big body. Oh my God, it's the best. I'm just like, every time that I walk outside to like get into it, I feel like I'm dreaming. This has been my dream car. I've written in my journal for literally every day for the last, 4 years since I've been consistently journaling. I drive a Range Rover, and it literally is finally my reality, and it's just freaking bananas. Sometimes I have this feeling that where I am in my life and what I have created in my life feels so far away for people, and they feel like, well, Jessica, I don't dream about having a $1 million business, or I don't dream about driving a Range Rover, or I don't dream about like the things that you dream about. And I want you to know that, number one, I didn't start dreaming about these things either. Like, I literally couldn't even be consistent enough to lose 100 pounds and keep it off. I literally couldn't even be consistent enough to stop binge eating and stop eating my feelings every weekend. I couldn't be consistent enough to wake up and work out. I couldn't be consistent enough to get up and journal every day. Like, I was not dreaming about the things that I have now 5 years ago. I wasn't. All that I wanted at that point in my life was consistency, self-discipline, and to feel at peace. Like, literally the only thing that I craved was what I still crave now, but I've just learned to create, which is inner peace. All of the cool accomplishments are incredible, and I love to talk about them because I love to bring hope to women who do dream big like that. But if you're a woman who just craves consistency in her routine, self-discipline to do what she said she was going to do, a happy and healthy relationship with herself and inner peace, I want you to know that the focus of my work is bringing you that. All of the things that we achieve outside of ourselves start with the relationship that we have with ourselves. And what I want to help you do is build a relationship with yourself where you do trust yourself, where you do believe in yourself, and where you are confident enough in yourself to actually start dreaming bigger. What happened for me was that I had let myself down for so long that dreaming big was like, oh no, I'm not even going to bother doing that because I know I'm never going to get it. Why would I imagine it when I know it's not actually going to be possible for me, right? So the things that I have now were not 5 years ago things that I dreamt of. Quitting a corporate job, please. Running a business full-time, being a full-time podcaster, like, come on. It's like, if you would have told me this stuff 5 years ago, I would have laughed at you. I would have been like, that's a joke, bro. I can't even wake up early to work out consistently. I can't even journal. Journaling is like the easiest thing to do. I can't even do it. And I'm supposed to think that I'm going to have a full-time coaching business, be podcasting, be doing speaking events. Like, no, never would have imagined that for myself. So I want you to know, if the things that I have right now don't feel relatable for you, it's okay. I started where you are. The things that you want right now, I once wanted to. I just wanted consistency. I just wanted discipline. I just wanted to feel good in my life. I just wanted to look in the mirror and love myself. I just wanted to lay my head down at night and be proud of who I was. I just wanted to believe that I was capable of being a woman who could do what she said she was going to do. That was all I wanted. So I want you to know, if you feel like you want those things, and you're like, well, I don't want this and I don't want that. I don't want all these big things. You might one day, you never know, you may one day, or maybe you won't one day, but everything that you want to feel within you, that is what I help women achieve. Yes, I can help you get the external things too, but it starts with the internal. Everything that you want outside of you begins inside of you, okay? What else? I think that that's it. I'm excited because on Friday, I am going to see my best friend and her babies. They are 5 months old already. Like, this is crazy. Stop growing so fast. They're so funny and so cute, and they're so giggly now and so smiley and so chatty. I just can't wait to see them. We're going up there on Friday after work, and we're going to spend a little bit of time with them. It is also a long weekend for my husband because Juneteenth is now officially a holiday. So my husband has a 3-day weekend. His brother is having a barbecue on Sunday, which I'm really looking forward to. I'm so grateful. Obviously, my family is super dysfunctional. So my husband's family for me feels like my family, and I'm so just grateful to be so accepted by them and be a part of that. It really means the world to me because I do miss a family dynamic. Like, I really do. My mom and I were talking about it today. I really miss a family dynamic. Like, I miss my mom being the glue that held my family together, like with Christmas dinners and getting together on holidays. And it's been really hard to not have that. And my husband isn't really a family guy. Like, if you know Chris, he's very much of a loner, likes to be by himself, doesn't really care too much. He's also adopted. He doesn't really care too much about being super close with his family, but I care about it. And I'm just so grateful that I have the opportunity to have this extended family. It means so much to me. So I'm looking forward to that on Sunday. Weather is supposed to be beautiful because it is hot AF here today, like 90 some degrees. Ugh, it's so stupid hot out. I don't like it, but still want to move to Phoenix, which makes no sense. But at least if I lived in Phoenix, I would have a pool in my backyard. Here I live in Delaware and I don't even have a backyard. It's all good. That's the next thing on my list that I'm manifesting. Whenever home prices level out in the next like 10 years, a house with a pool. I write that every day in my journal. We own a home with a deck and a pool. That's my next big manifestation, that one day I'll be running in body and I'll be saying, look, you guys, I did it. I have my house with a pool. And I just literally cannot wait for that. So that's all that we got for today, this life update invitation into my world to have your life changed. Like, that's all I can say. You know, I don't say like, come, let me change your life, because I'm the one saying like, I'm going to change your life. I know I will. But the only reason I know I will is because I've been told by hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of women that I've changed their lives. I just got done 5 days of Voxer coaching. I'll put the link for that in the show notes too. I just got done 5 days of Voxer coaching with an incredible woman who I cannot even tell you how many times she said to me, like, you have literally changed the trajectory of my life in 5 days. In 5 days, we helped her uncover so much about herself. Problems that were manifesting in her romantic relationship were actually things that she was struggling with within herself. Self-confidence, lack of self-worth, healing that needed to happen. We uncovered so much, and she's leaving 5 days of working with me as a different person. If you are stuck or struggling with something in your life, or you just want to reach your next level of success, I'm literally right here. And I'm not going to beg you to come and work with me, because it's not my job to convince you to do that. It's my job to extend you the invitation. And for the woman who is brave enough, courageous enough, and ready to create the change that she wants in her life, you know how to find me, you know where to find me. And if you pay attention to anything that I share, the women who come into my world, they leave as different women, okay? I love you guys so much. I hope you have the best day, the best weekend. You mean the world to me. Go join exclusive pep talks with the queen. Link is in the show notes. All the links for all the things are in the show notes. If you haven't already, please leave a rating and review on the podcast. That would mean the absolute world to me. Leave the rating. Also write the review. What did you love about the podcast? What episode do you love? What is your favorite thing? Let me know. I love reading them. I love you to pieces. Have the best day. I think I said that already. It's all good. I can't stop smiling. I want you to live a life that feels really fucking happy. Okay. I love you so much, and I'll talk to you soon.